Coach Q Show is sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. It's not just a wing joint, it's a way of life. You know what I love, Coach, the other night? Not just beating up on Pittsburgh, which I thought was great, obviously. But you look like the Hossa goal made you so happy. What were you smiling so much about with the Hossa goal?
Well, because we were looking at the offside, whether it was offside or not, and it was like, okay, we originally looked at it and was like, okay, was that going to be on? And it's so close. I mean, we've had a couple of these lately, and you know, you look at it, and it's like, okay. And originally it looks like it could be offside, but it's so close. It's, we're talking a 16th of an inch here. So it's and it's one of those you look at, and, you know, we thought that it could go either way, so we're happy with the result.
What do you think made the difference between the previous two games where the third periods were not so great and getting a 5-0 lead, holding them off at 5-1 in this game? Just the guys got refocused, or what do you attribute that to?
Well, it was a Tampa Bay game. I didn't mind our game. It was the last 10 minutes of the second period. We gave up three goals and everything in the game, and we were pretty good in the third. Good first and third, and then last night, or I should say in Pittsburgh, it was a very complete game. They had a couple of stretches where they came at us pretty good. Crow was real solid in net, but I thought we did a lot of good things without the puck, and that's basically what we're looking for down the stretch. Play the right way, and let's think of checking. But we did make some really nice plays by how well we're positioned, and off of that, the transition and the finish was there. So it was a good game for us, and a nice bounce back from our real tough night in Florida.
You're getting some nice production, too, off, you being the Lion King, the Taves, Schmaltz, panic line. Schmaltz looks great. Was he had three assists in the last couple of games?
Yeah, he's played okay, and I think getting back in that line, I think that, there's a lot of options offensively. There's some strength in the puck area. There's some pace off the rush, so they can score different ways, and we tried him a little in the middle there initially there with Braden Kaner and with already going down. So that was but nice to get them back together again and get them back together again, just like getting you back at the station again. I'm sure everybody missed you when you're away there, and now that you're back, everything must be rolling nicely around there.
It's rolling. You know, you're right, Coach, but you're rarely wrong. No, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine, and really the part of this that's annoying is the nurse who I insist stand next to me all the time because she's got things to do. So, Dave, get in here.
Oh, I will. I'd love to. Morning, Coach. How much scoreboard watching do you do this time of year?
Well, we're watching scores. We're watching games, and, the picture changes nightly. A lot of games on last night. Watch the Nashville game. You look at all the different games, and you're looking at outcomes and potential opponents. And now that we're getting a little closer, the likelihood of having a few more teams or less teams zeroing in on it comes a little bit clearer, but it looks like the eight teams look like they have pretty good likelihood of getting in the playoffs, and now it's sorting out who's who and who's against who. So it's a we'll see, but we're definitely watching games in the East. Got an exciting race as well. Our end's more of a sorting it out, the placings more than anything.
Yeah, you kind of know who's in. It's a question of what order they'll be in. I think Nashville right now is in that second wild card spot behind Calgary. You're playing, you go from playing Pittsburgh to playing another 100-point team in Columbus tonight. Is it good to be playing teams like this time of year, these high-caliber playoff teams?
I find either way. I mean, you get teams that are out of the playoffs. They're loose. They play solid. We saw three in a row here in our last homestand. And, everybody has motivation to play. You look at a Columbus team that they're young, they're enthusiastic. They play simple, hard, direct game. And we expect them to play that game tonight. They played last night. Everybody's been really busy in a lot of these games we've been in right now. And so we'll expect a hard game. Tortorella's teams are always hardworking and very businesslike, so we expect them to come in here with that type of attitude. So expect a hard game for sure. I don't mind it, actually. It's probably good going down the stretch that, there's meaning behind the games, and we want to make sure that playing the right way is the most important thing.
And Columbus is a really good story because this is a team that was doing nothing. And it wasn't a guaranteed W because there isn't one in the NHL. But they have turned out to be, as Dave said, 105 points, I think, the last time I looked. one of the best. And Sauter is exactly who we thought he was, isn't he?
He's a tremendous player. He's good off the rush. He wants the puck. He's got tremendous speeds, deception speed as well. And he's tough and strong on the puck, protects it very well, and got a deceptive shot. So he's he's one of their young guys that are key parts of their team. But they've got a number of players that might not have high name recognition, but very effective young guys that have some good futures along the way here. So that's their approach, and they play gritty, they play hard, in your face type of game, and we're looking forward to it tonight.
You know, Dave, the beginning of the year, I remember you and I were talking about, we got a bunch of kids that a lot of people don't know, and you know, when they gel, they're going to be dangerous. And there were some rough spots early on in the season, nothing calamitous. But the rest of the league, Coach, has to look at you guys now and see how smooth everything has gone. And you got so much, I'd argue you have more depth now than maybe in any other season in your run here. How you decide who's playing?
Well, we got some options, and going in every game here lately, we've tried a number of guys in different spots with different guys in a couple of the lines in the bottom part of the lineup, and I think they've everybody's given themselves something to, or given us something to think about as well. A lot of times it's performance based, sometimes it's the opponent, sometimes the strengths of that player against a certain team determines the lineup. So we'll see. Vinny came back up here too, so we have another option offensively upside up front as well. So a lot of variables, and now it's three extra forwards without Artie, so that it'll be four as when he returns. So it'll I think it'll be competitive, and at the same time we got to find that balance when you're not in there to stay fresh and ready to contribute.
Does Darling get an extra game next week maybe?
He's going to get a start on this. He's going to get at least one more start here before the end of the year.
Yep. Yep. Dave?
Yeah. How about, talking about these young guys, and you mentioned the Kane and Panarin line, but the way that Tanner Caro has stepped in there and immediately produced.
Yeah, Dave, he's done a great job in two games. I know that, playing with those two guys, sometimes you might, try to get out of your own element, but I think he's played within himself as far as his strengths and the simplicity of being like Artie, where you're going to the net in the offensive zone, staying around the front of the net in your own end, be responsible, and be underneath and check and do your thing. So he's a smart player. I think offensively there's a little more upside to his game. Hopefully he can get a little bit out of it. And in the short two-game stint there, he's showing that there is a little offense to his game. And they've worked well together as a line.
Hey, Joel, can I go back to that offsides comment at the beginning, and what Steve asked you about smiling after the goal by Hossa? And this is something, and you've had calls go against you, you've had them go in your favor. I think every team probably experiences that. But since they've gone to the challenge, you've challenged some, you've been on the other end of challenges, do you feel that it is helping that more often than not they are getting them right, or you think it's still kind of a work in progress?
Oh, I think everybody's getting a better understanding of what can be and what is offside. I mean, but if it's really, really close, those are the ones that they don't want to change the call on the ice. So there's especially on the offside calls. I mean, we're talking so close. Is this blade touching the ice? Is it off the ice? And where's the puck when it's over the blue line? Where's the guy's other skate across on the other side of the blue line? So there's I think that area, I think everybody's a little bit more clear on that. And interference at the net is something that there's so many different ways to interpret it. So that, I think we're getting better as we go along here, but that's I think we know that it's going to be, there'll be some critical calls and some tough calls going forward, but that's, I think it's, if they get it right, more times than not, I think that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Bruins in town on Sunday. I'll be out there for the final home game of the regular season. That's an 11:30 ish puck drop. How come so early, Coach? You got plans in the afternoon or something?
Yeah, we
got a picnic you're going to.
We got the 11:30. We had that one earlier there. Those are early starts there for NBC games. So it's it'll be a big game. I know because Boston, it's an important game for them, and it'll be a fun game to play.
Before I let you go on Columbus, because they got a lot going on when you play in Columbus. They got that stupid cannon, you know, and they have the most ridiculous mascot. Dave, do you know the Blue Jackets mascot?
Yeah.
It's a giant bug.
Yeah.
It's Stinger. It's a 6'9" bright green bug. Coach, I don't know, you know, you guys don't go there that often, but you ever just want to turn around and just punch Stinger right in the snout? Oh, you're busy? You're watching the game?
There you go.
You got other things going on?
I never thought of that.
Okay, well, I got you covered.
All right.
Have fun tonight. Glad to have you guys home for a couple days, and I'll see you out there on Sunday.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That's Coach Q.